North of Boston Radio.
Expect a downy bed for everything.
Go!
Yeah.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Were we here on time today?
No.
No. But better than usual. You're listening to Freaks at the Front on RadioValencia.fm every Saturday from 12 to 2. It's a beautiful day in the Mission, as always. And we're here to bring you those transmissions from the Mission. Starting off there with our title track of our show. And I'm DJ Lesta.
This is DJ Lento. I'm trying to fix the mic.
And yeah, we went to a very cool show last week, and so we're and it was two like women fronted, mostly women bands that we, one of them that we knew already, the other one that we didn't know. I think I'd heard a couple of songs of theirs, and we're going to come back to those bands a little bit later this afternoon, but. Yeah, we're going to play, like, sort of mostly badass women stuff. And that was Amel and the Sniffers with Freaks to the Front. We're going to get ourselves settled, so we're going to keep going. We got Courtney Barnett up next. We did get tickets to see Courtney Barnett, but that show is not until August, so we've got that to look forward to through the summer. But this is Pedestrian at Best by Courtney Barnett.
When I think about you.
Just suck my dick.
We'll say these things.
You're still playing some music.
That's
oh, we were
going to
do
said.
That. Okay. Anyway.
Wait, one sec. Okay. I just wanted to understand nothing.
That's nothing. Wanted to understand nothing.
Nothing.
All right. That was Wet Leg with Your Mom. And before that, we played Courtney Barnett. Pedestrian at best, as we said we would. We're going to actually dive into the music that we went to see this week. On Tuesday, we saw Automatic open for The Last Dinner Party. And I cannot hear myself. Okay, there we go. We went and saw Automatic open for The Last Dinner Party. And we're big Automatic fans, as everyone who might have listened to this show already knows. In fact, for several weeks, their song MQ9 was accidentally our opening song because it kept replaying from an episode that was replaying every time that we did not show up on time for our show. So, but we did not know The Last Dinner Party. I had heard a couple of their songs, and that was one of the best performances that I've ever seen. I think we agreed on that.
Yeah,
It was absolutely insane. And they have a little bit of a wet leg sort of vibe to them, so I kind of wanted to play them next in a sense.
Automatic.
No.
Oh.
The Last Dinner Party. Just how they're sort of like a fuck everything, like, you know.
I mean,
they definitely are. So I was going to play them next. We really enjoyed that show.
Yeah, it was a bunch of theater kids, you know.
Yeah, that's
that
what they
looked
seemed
like.
School of Rock.
Yeah.
And they were like real rock stars.
But they were incredible musicians and performers. Like,
yeah.
All of them. Like, the constant thing, besides both having a crush on the singer.
Oh, seriously.
I may think that she looks like you, actually.
Wow, well, thank you.
But
that's a big compliment.
The recurring comment over the show was like, oh my god, everybody in this band could be a pop star.
Like on their own. Yeah, totally. Like there were two other singers besides sort of the lead singer who had their fair share of songs that they sang. And they were both absolutely incredible, had just like fucking awesome voices. And then their guitarist, who was like a little Victorian child,
ghost.
At least a little Victorian ghost child in her outfit from that night, at least. I think she was wearing a Selkie dress. But oh my god, so sick and such a fucking rock star guitarist, like with these absolutely insane solos and just
they had some heavy riffs too.
Yeah. Yeah, they totally did. And they were like, what, a six-piece band? Six-piece band.
Yeah.
They were just insane.
One of them was not there.
One of them was not there because she, I forget what I read happened to her, but...
She broke her back.
She broke her back, that's what it was. She broke her back.
She fell or something.
Fucking crazy, but it's recovering. Georgia, that was her name. Anyway, they were so cool. And you kept saying,
yeah,
DJ
well,
Lento,
too.
That they reminded you of Queen, which, like,
way more, I think, a good
Totally.
Comparison
way better than Wet Leg. But my thing is not, like, musically. It's sort of like all of their songs are, like, sort of crazy, like, fuck this type of lyrics and vibe and... You know, a girl band like Wet Leg, but they're a duo, of course. But yeah, I just sort of thought they would go well after we listened to a couple of Wet Leg songs. Really,
I mean,
listened to one of them, talked over a couple more.
They would go well.
Yeah.
It's just that's not the first band I would talk. I would have thought, but that's me.
No, I get it. We'll move on to that. And then we'll play a couple songs of theirs, and then we'll play Automatic, so we can sort of go over what that show was like.
Let's first play Last Dinner Party.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
You have a song lined up?
Yeah, I've got a song lined up. Yeah, this is The Killer speaking by The Last Dinner Party. Enjoy.
I've never been so scorned to find your kindness didn't last beyond a fry up and my spit upon your ship. And if I'd asked for how you'd answered, I'd have gone and seen my father down at Brompton Cemetery. I hope your back is healing from that good old flaying and your could still stay. Speaking. Good morning.
bloodshed. Now I'm wandered across several county lines. When your hand is bigger than my heart, you can crush it just the way you like. You got a whole lot of nerve and a whole lot of spite when you leave. Don't look me in the eye. When you leave, don't look me in the eye. Good morning, good looking. This is the killer.
Okay. We had the last dinner party with Here Comes the Killer, which honestly, as we were playing it, and we're new to this music, obviously, as we said, but as we were playing it, I was like, fuck, this would have been a really good closing song. So we jumped the gun a little bit. Plus, it was not, you know, DJ Lento was right. That, I mean, at least that song was not as much like Wet Leg as the song we played by Automatic, which was great. That was called Is It Now, which is the title track from their second, or no, sorry, not second album, their newest album. Anyway, here we are. We had a slight technical difficulty just before that song where the right-hand record player started acting weird. So anyway, we are recovering from that. We're going to go back and forth a little bit between those two bands to sort of celebrate how great of a night that was the other night. So DJ Lento is setting us up with another track by The Last Dinner Party. Yeah, we're exploring their music. And actually, we both sort of talked about how we probably wouldn't have sought that band out on our own or like sort of gotten really into them if we hadn't seen them first. Like, their music is great, but the performance was really what it's all about. And we and it was sort of like we kept on like making comparisons of like other bands and like other shows that we've seen, and my specifically my show that I brought up was Golden Dawn Orchestra when we saw them in Austin. And we have played them several times on our show and talked about how that was like the greatest show we've ever been to. So going to one that we were like almost as mesmerized as we were in Austin when we saw Golden Dawn Orchestra was like a pretty crazy experience. And so, yeah, so we've been, so we're going to go back and forth a little bit. Another Last Dinner Party song coming up now. We only got one of their records, so it's also from their newest record, The Pyre, that they're, that they are, touring right now. So,
they only had it signed.
They only had it signed, so it was quite expensive. But anything to support them, it's good.
Honestly,
I mean, it's good for a signed
record.
Cause.
They were donating a bunch of money to a food program.
I think that was from other food things bank that they were selling, but it's still a good cause to support a band that is that sick and that we should continue to hope
take
that
my
they.
Money.
Yeah, exactly. Hope that they come out with new music. Continue to do that and continue to tour so that we can see them again. So what song do you have lined up by The Last Dinner Party?
This is Count the Ways.
Okay, yeah.
You like that?
I like that, yeah. It's a little slower, but all of their songs pick up, if I'm thinking of the right thing.
You probably don't remember this.
I remember all of it. When they played every song, I think. Yeah. No. I can picture the song. So let's do it. Count the Ways by The Last Dinner Party on RadioValencia.fm. You're listening to Freaks to the Front.
I'll break into you. Mind. Là que tu t'enfonces. à toi-même en blousant de cuir et lunettes.
Okay, we had several songs play back to back there. We're still sort of adjusting to our day here, I would say. But we're okay. We're okay. I'm getting some caffeine in my system now, so I think that'll help. But yeah, we had some beautiful music play.
We had some automatic, some more...
More last dinner party, more automatic. La Femme.
Two songs by Automatic.
Yes, and including our former entry song.
Entrance song. And yeah, and then La Femme. And we keep going.
We'll just keep it going.
The next song I have lined up is by a band called Mamalarki. It's probably in the band.
I don't really know this record that well.
I saw them in at Lillipad.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, which is where we should have seen
Automatic
the first time.
We weren't friends with them yet. With the Lillipad, not Automatic,
that's
unfortunately.
True. That's true. Anyway, I don't remember. I went to see somebody there and then I saw them live. They were really good, but I think they're from probably their Berkeley Kids, band.
Are they women fronted or
women fronted?
Nice,
yeah.
Nice.
There's several women in the band.
Cool.
Or women presenting at least.
And wow. And with that, let's keep it moving so we can play lots of music today and continue to get ourselves awoken. And
yeah, this is Big Trouble by Mamalarki. And yeah, by the way, all the music today is on vinyl.
Yes, we never mentioned that. Yeah, we're playing everything on vinyl.